If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You two better be nice to me.
Yeah.
I agreed to this because I think you'll be nice to me. It's the B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's over there. Hope is here as well.
Yesterday, we were talking about handwriting, and Billy revealed that he keeps a journal, aka diary.
It's not a diary.
Oh, all your inner thoughts and emotions?
Here's what I imagine Billy's diary says.
Oh, you're going to, okay. All right, let's go there first.
Dear diary, today I got to talk about Star Wars 4 times with Hope and TJ. They didn't understand most of the references, but it doesn't matter because I got to slide The Empire Strikes Back in more than once. Later this weekend, I get to go and camp. I'm so excited. For my truck bed. It's not gonna rain this weekend, so I hope that I actually get to drive down to Canastillo. Talk to you tomorrow. XOXO, Billy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Do you want to hear an actual entry?
TTUL.
TTUL.
I don't know.
You think I'm writing a little emoji in there?
Yeah.
Okay, here's an actual entry. Now, full disclosure, it's not a diary. This is one of those little field books. The paper is,
Manly, it's okay
if it was a diary.
So it can get wet. It's got plans in here for decks. Hand wrote a plan for a deck.
It's manly. It's leather bound.
Let's see. This is from last year, January 8th, 24. Boring day. Worked a little. Read some. Val had an MRI. Need shoulder surgery. Bible commentary collection arrived. Going to pare down the library to make room for it. That was an exciting day. And can you see up here? I have weather stats.
Oh my God.
It was 36 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
And it was, I do draw the clouds and the sun. So it was partly cloudy that day. That's it. That's how boring my life is. Anybody who thinks we lead an exciting life, you are horribly mistaken.
It doesn't get any more dull.
Horribly. Don't miss. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is here. TJ is here. All right, ladies, you are billionaires, multiple billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to write your will. You got your kids. Hope you don't have any kids yet, but someday maybe you will. How much are you leaving to your kids? How much are you leaving? Do you have a foundation? You giving it to friends? Specifically, Bill Gates, now he's worth $101 billion.
Yeah, he's worth a lot.
And he's got 3 kids, and he said that the kids are going to inherit less than 1% of his fortune. And he said, and this is his quote, "In my case, my kids got a great upbringing and education, but less than 1% of the total wealth because I decided it wouldn't be a favor to them. I want to give them a chance to have their own earnings and success."
What about their kids?
Well, here's the other thing.
He doesn't want his children living a life of luxury. He wants them to work.
If you do the math, even if he left them 0.9%, that's still $1 billion.
Yeah. Well, you said less than 1%. Well,
less 1% would be $1.01 billion.
Yeah, it's still millions. So
it's I don't want you to live a life of luxury, but here's $1 billion.
Yeah. They'll be doing okay.
I would love to know the number that he's actually going to leave them. Could you be a billionaire and not leave your kid anything? Because that I've actually had this conversation with two people who are very wealthy saying, what do you do for your kids when you're older? And, you know, are you going to leave it all to them and let them worry about it? Both of them said, absolutely not.
Wow.
It is a poison. It is you have nothing to live for and you have nothing to work towards because everything's taken care of.
Yeah, that we'd had a, I knew a woman as well who, I mean, she sat on a lot of wealth and she did not leave a dime to her kids.
Oh.
She donated every dime to the Humane Society and her kids were not happy that not a bit of it,
Nothing.
But it was like, you know what? And they built a...
And they have enough for...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At least for a house or something. At least take that off their
not
hands.
Not a dime.
Nothing.
But they have a new park there by the Humane Society, a new dog park.
So our local billionaire, wasn't he on the list somewhere,
yes.
Hope?
Tom Golisano was just named one of the top 500 richest people in the world.
In the world. Man. He's throwing his money around in a good way, though. The hospital, the school.
Right. He just started a new Institute for Entrepreneurship, I think, over... I don't know if it's connected with U of R, but he's got a new school that he's teaching other people how to be entrepreneurs. So
I'm leaving my kids everything. Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to figure out who to give it to. Outside of the obvious, like medical research, something that could be life-saving, is there something, ladies, that you would step up and raise money for if funding was cut? It's the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is with us. TJ is with us. In the news, all kinds of funding cuts all over the place. And the libraries, this is the one that got my eye. Mm. I'm a reader. I love, excuse me, the voice is growing.
I'm verklempt.
I'm so verklempt.
I'll give you a topic.
$8 million statewide is going away. And that is a huge pile of money to go away for libraries, potentially. I would step up and raise money for libraries. Now, I started this all out by saying everybody wants cancer research. Everybody wants medical research. That's a gimme. That's a no-brainer.
Right.
But what would affect your life that you would step up for? For me, absolutely libraries and parks. Those are both things I would not want to see go away.
You know my love for that museum in Mumford, my village, my people.
That's going to be your retiree job.
I love Genesee Country Village and Museum. I love. Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to work there in the bakery.
Do you go in like it's a Ren Fair? Do you sneak in wearing a costume and act like you work there?
Or my family wouldn't come with me. Or else I would. I would love to just run. You know the field where they have the...
Oh, the big open field with the giant gazebo?
With the big gazebo that they won't ever let you on, even though I really want to get on there, but it's always blocked off. I just want to frolic with my bonnet.
Like the opening of the, what was the 70s show?
Please, Little House on the Prairie.
That one, thank you.
Yes, that's going to be me with my pail heading to work. And I will definitely raise money. It's got to be something you're enthusiastic about. Yeah. And that would just be devastating.
So are you saying that you're going to raise money because people are going to come see you frolic in the field for money? I would pay to see that. I would pay big bucks to be like, go frolic some more, TJ. I'll give you $1 for every lap you do.
How
there
about
we
you?
Go. It's a frolic 5K.
Hope, what would you raise money for?
How could I not raise money for the Rochester Museum and Science Center? Uh-huh. The like half of it's dedicated just to Rochester.
It's in the title.
Good point.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, I'm Billy. Hope is with us this morning. Hope, I almost had to hire security for you yesterday. Why are people so bent out of shape about your post on Facebook?
I posted about the snow yesterday because it was a snow globe here in High Falls. And the hate comments that I got. What? I'm sorry that you're also in a bad mood because of the snow, but why are you taking it out on me like I'm Queen Elsa?
It's so funny. I did the same thing yesterday just because, you know, hey, it's April. Huh, it's snowing. What's going on? Like, it was one of those just, hey, that's it. Why is it okay for everybody to post pictures of their lunch and everything else under the sun? But I post a picture of the outside and snow. And man,
let me read some of the comments.
People who I am friends with were like, what, is this your first April? Is this your first April in New York? I'm like, ah.
Here's Michael's comment. Quit your whining. It's Rochester. Janet says, move, in all capitals. A bunch of people saying, I agree. Another person says, winter, go away.
Right.
Bonnie puts it all into perspective. And this is why I like living here. Thankful we don't have the flooding that's down south.
Right.
Now, we don't have hurricanes here.
Right.
Rarely have tornadoes here.
There's no alligators
no,
here.
No, there's no giant spiders here.
Right. Nothing's like going to randomly run out and bite me.
Mosquitoes. We get a lot of those.
We get a lot of those.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.